Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Leos are here. Art Forgy is here and Lieutenant Brett Rodenizer from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Gentlemen, and I use that word loosely, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You guys
Trash
out looking for
Tuesday?
Yeah, looking for tinted windows today? Are you?
We found some in the parking lot, I think.
With your jack boots, are you trampling my Constitution again? Holy cow!
Because tinted windows are in
do with
the Constitution
guys?
Every day.
What am I going to do with you? Anyway, no. Sometimes I have to explain. You know, there are people that tune in and out, and they only hear what they want to hear. You know, I love law enforcement. I support law enforcement. Is every single member of law enforcement perfect? No. Are they even as close to perfect as I am? Not even. So that being said, I support y'all and the Thin Blue Line. Thank you.
Well, I'll give you props and Greg both in the station here because year after year, you guys do the Valor Awards. Year after year, you have us in here, and you do support law enforcement, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, we don't get anything out of it because, man, I was speeding through a school zone in reverse just the other day, and the cop was like, Bob, who?
How did that happen? How, you know, yeah. Oh, well.
No, I would never do that.
As far as you know.
No, not in the modern era.
No.
My previous life, perhaps.
Possibly.
But not on purpose. Anyway, 2 days early for the Thanksgiving holiday. Normally, we could have you guys in on a Thursday, but you want to get us out of the way, don't you?
Oh, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. It's a great bonus in it. What it lets us do is come in and talk kind of everybody. It's great to be able to come in ahead of the mad Thanksgiving rush and everybody on the road trying to get to see loved ones or whomever their Thanksgiving plans entail and be able to talk a little bit about, you know, holiday safety, Thanksgiving safety, and particularly driving safety. Not only being able to change lanes appropriately behind your tinted windows, Bob, but also, yeah, there we go. No, in all seriousness, you know, folks are going to be driving. They're going to be driving late. They're going to be driving long. You're going to be stuck in traffic for hours on end. So just like Art and I are here a little bit early, you know, for the holiday, leave a little bit early. Give yourself that extra time.
Assume it will take you longer than your best personal record. That's something I have to remind myself of. You don't have to have a PR anymore. There's no one to brag to about how fast you drove to Port Charlotte. I mean, there might be some family members I might brag to a little bit. No, but seriously, leave early, take your time, and know there's probably going to be some backups here and there. Know it and deal with it from that aspect, right? Drive safely.
One thing we forgot to mention is the grocery store. If you haven't done your grocery shopping, be patient.
My wife did it exactly right. She went in yesterday and said it was virtually empty. I kid you not. This was about 4 o'clock yesterday. Empty. So either a lot of people left town or a lot of people are putting it off until today or tomorrow. But I think that's good advice. Get the shopping done early.
We spend a lot of time talking about holiday travel safety and all, but let's put a spin on it right here at home. Be patient when you go to the grocery store. That's a good mix for some cart rage in there.
Well, not to mention Black Friday. That's always a fun time for law enforcement, isn't it?
It's right behind the busy travel season, the traffic crashes, the DUIs that we're involved in. So not only plan on being stuck in traffic, but keep an eye on the other drivers that are out there. Plan on them not behaving the way that you expect them to. There's a better than average chance during a holiday period that other driver may be impaired. So be prepared for that. And then once you're complete with your Thanksgiving celebration and you're on to Black Friday like you are, Bob, start thinking now about crime prevention. So once you go out and buy that new, big, expensive whatever, let's not leave that box out there for recycling on the curb immediately following. Let's take just a few extra steps. Think like our adversary.
What if the box is from my new AR?
Well, that's a...
Come and get it, boys!
They just might want to try and get that, too. So we always remind
them. Yeah, they'll do it when I'm not home. Yeah,
exactly. And make sure those firearms are properly secured. Don't let your gun be the one that's involved in the next crime. But all the other gifts, too. Crime prevention, along with the holiday shopping season, starts now. Figure out a way to keep those presents and gifts safe.
take a beach towel or a blanket with you when you go shopping so that in case you don't have a trunk or whatever, you can still cover the purchases you've made, any other valuables you keep in your car. Obviously, whatever you can keep at home, do that. But out of sight helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you see something, it's just like a Christmas wish list, except all you got to do is bust your window and take what's in there. Or in some cases, people still aren't locking their car doors, which I'll never quite understand.
Sometimes if you have tinted windows, they can't see in there.
I know, and that helps. But not everybody likes that, apparently. Except the cops that have the darkest tinted windows made on the planet. In fact, I'm not even sure some of them are transparent.
Mm. Have we got the hang of this Trash Talk Tuesday down?
Yeah, I think you guys are doing pretty well.
This is why they usually don't come in on Tuesday.
And this isn't specific to art, but mental health awareness.
That was pretty good right there. That was good. You get props for that
one.
Thank
you. You pick a fight with an Irishman, this could go all day.
Show's over at 10, and Bob's not staying.
Thanks. I'll turn your microphone off now. we want to get serious about it. Mental health awareness this time of year is tough.
Very much
this
so.
This is where you answer and say, yes, that's right, very, Bob. Very, the holidays, people are depressed. They're drinking more than normal. Maybe they're lonely.
Very much so. Time to check on your neighbors. Time to check on your family. There are resources out there that it doesn't have to be a time like that. And it's incumbent upon each of us to intervene and check.
Sure. Yeah, do it.
And let me just say, because this is the time of year.
Art's getting choked up. You okay? I love you too, brother. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, after you accused me of it, it kind of touched a soft spot there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You guys, so sentimental. It's like family, so we'll come back to talk about family. This is the time of year when you're going to be around family. You're going to be around those friends and family that you may not have seen. So if you see a departure in their normal behavior, if there are things that, you know, it's difficult to come out here and be able to tell everybody, this is the warning sign to look for. You're going to be around those folks that you know better than anyone else. You're going to be around your friends. You're going to be around your family. And this time of year, especially if you can't be around them, that's where we talk about this particular challenge for all of us at this time of year. It's not a test. You don't have to have all the answers. One of the things that we want to encourage everybody to do is if there is that departure, if you know somebody who's having a difficult time this time of year, if you don't know who to call, give your local law enforcement agency a call. We will be that pipeline to the right set of services for you. So again, don't feel like you've got to suffer in silence, or worse yet, watch somebody else suffer in silence. Start with some form of intervention. And if that's giving us a call, sometimes even to just talk to us on the phone, say, here's what I'm dealing with. What do you recommend? The most important thing is that we do something about it and get the ball rolling.
Well, if we don't, when you see people's behavior changing, unfortunately, sometimes terrible consequences happen. And look, we had an awful case here this past weekend. And I was gone, but eventually, of course, it caught on between social media and the radio station and all that, a double homicide that took place. I'm going to ask you guys a little bit more about it. I know there's only certain things you can or want to get specific on, but in general, any warning signs of domestic abuse that people can kind of pick up on? And, you know, what's being a good friend or coworker and what's being too nosy? Let's try to define that a little bit, if we can, on the flip side. You guys good with that?
Absolutely.
Man, I don't know what they're doing without both of these guys on the road or taking care of business, but Alachua County Sheriff's Office, Art Forgy is with us, along with Lieutenant Brett Rodenizer. They're using up a lot of manpower just to keep me company today, huh, guys?
This is the important part, Bob. I'm waiting for, and here comes Art with the trash talking. Go right ahead.
No, we have to prioritize. You know, we prioritize.
Thank you that I am a high priority. And I take that as a compliment, Art.
Yes, that or it takes two of them. I'm not sure which that is.
I think it takes two to manage Bob.
There we go.
Yeah, that could be the case. Hey, a terrible, terrible situation that occurred last weekend, a double homicide. And I believe they lived off of Tower Road. And I know you can't say everything about it, but Brett, what can you say about that took place?
Sure. Well, and you know, the important thing that I want to talk about and just remind the community about is, again, this was a mother and a daughter together at home, and they're the ones that we're focused on. We're obviously going to have now a prolonged, deliberate, evidence-based investigation to continue to build the best case possible against this man who's now in our Alachua County jail pending the resolution of the case.
And he is the ex-husband or estranged husband, or how do you term it?
No, sir. He was the father of this young girl, and she went by Lisa. Her name was Leslie Williams, but he was Lisa's husband. The information that we have is he was a employee of the Forest Service, and what we do know at this point in time is Lisa had failed to come into work for a period of time. We're still finalizing that information, but thanks to her coworkers and the fact that there was a Gainesville Police Department school resource officer there at Stephen Foster where she worked, they started to try and reach out to find out how come she's not at work. In the process of trying to locate her, someone in that group made contact with Mr. Williams. He made a statement in substance to the effect, you need to go check on her, and basically disconnected the line. So with that information, our partners at the Gainesville Police Department contacted the sheriff's office because the home is there in the county off of Tower Road. Our deputies responded, found the home. The home was not secure, and we'll talk about that just in a little bit. One more appeal to help for the family in a moment. But the home was not secure. Those deputies went in there as part of a well-being check to see if something is wrong, and something was terribly wrong. It was a crime scene. We found both Lisa and her daughter Paige inside the home. Unfortunately, there was nothing that the deputies could do for them in terms of being able to render medical aid at that point in time. So they left, and we obtained a search warrant for the home in order to preserve all that evidence. While we were still there processing the crime scene, we'd had a chance to talk to Greg, along with a lot of our other local media outlets, and Mr. Williams' face and car was immediately well known in the area. We knew that he was the father. He wasn't there. That statement's pretty odd. We needed to have a chat with him.
Mm-hmm.
So his face, name, and vehicle are well circulated. And to this point, we don't know why he came back, but he drove back up onto the crime scene. While our detectives were still there, they immediately recognized him, went over there, and took him into custody. After he was brought to our office, he ultimately provided a rather lengthy confession to both the murder of his wife and daughter. And he made statements, some of them to the effect of, the devil made me do it. We will never know for this family why it happened. And regardless of what the evidence tells us, it won't be a good reason. But this is, to kind of come back around, this is why when there are any indications, and we don't know that there were, but if there's an opportunity to intervene earlier on, help us be a part of that solution.
Do we know if there was any history of calls to the sheriff's office for domestic or other issues?
On our first look, there's no clear pattern that takes us to the events that we became involved in on Friday. But again, fundamentally, these things can happen immediately. And a lot of that will be part of the ongoing criminal investigation. We'll find out the steps that led to what happened. Regardless of what they are, though, we know that it's not a reason. It's not a reason. It was a horrible event, but the one thing that we are continuing to work for now, again, for Lisa Page and surviving family members and friends, is part of that crime scene was, like we said, not secured. We do have some photos on our Facebook page, and I want to make sure that folks don't overlook those. There were some family pets. There were actually three cats that were inside the home at the time. They are missing now as well. So in an effort to try and at least be able to continue to do that for the family. If anyone sees those, please give us a call. We're working with Alachua County Animal Services. If it's out there, we'll do whatever we can to help them find those.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but said the coworkers cared enough to wonder where she was, to make calls, to follow through on that. That's excellent. Is there anything else, somebody who's a coworker, somebody knows you well, and something they feel is just not right, but can't put their finger on it, they can't necessarily call law enforcement and say, I think she's in an abusive relationship, for instance. And I'm not saying necessarily to this case, but just in general, how do you handle that? If you have knowledge that you think, you're not positive, but you think something not right, I think there's a domestic issue there. What do you do?
Well, and again, we don't ever want this to be a test. So you can call us. You can call us and have that conversation with us or your local law enforcement or whoever you need to talk to about it. The takeaway is to recognize that and say something to someone, be it the person that you're concerned about, but be there for them both before and after an event if necessary.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate it. And I know as you, if you can at some point when you can give more information out about the case, I know you will, because hopefully we can learn from that. And there's a possibility of preventing anything like it in the future. Of course, we want to be able to do that. I know it's not easy.
No. And the, you know, it will be a prolonged, deliberate investigation so that the next made, you know, the big next news will be, you know, how he is held accountable for those actions.
Yeah, my mind works like drugs, alcohol, history of mental illness. That's the kind of the checklist I go through. What were some of the possible precursors to such a hideously violent act against your own family?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, we appreciate it very much. From the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Brett Rodenizer, Art Forgy. You can tell he's still making his way back to work, getting rid of the vacation fog that he suffered from up there in Missouri. Did you get to play in the snow a little bit, did you, Art?
I played a lot more in the snow than I wanted.
Did you make a little snow angel?
No.
Cops have no problem telling you to lie on the ground and make a snow angel, though, when they arrive on the scene. Brett's like, I'm over the trash talking thing. I got to go now.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful, prosperous, awesome Thanksgiving and a safe one.
Thanks. Need you
too. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.